Babe, are you winning? Okay, good. So you're in a good mood, right? Perfect. Are you on ranked? All right, cool. So, I've been busy today. Yes, kind of with work, but it wasn't exactly work. It was more of a project of mine that I've been doing lately. Kind of wanted to surprise you with it. It's Marvel Rivals related, and no, I actually didn't get a tattoo of magic on me yet. Keyword is yet. I do still plan to do that, but that's not it exactly. It's one of my favorite characters. Can you guess? No. Please, I can't stop quoting her like on a daily basis. Bingo. There you go. Yeah, so Squirrel Girl, I've done something revolving her, and keep your eyes forward. Just keep looking forward. It took a little while, and it was a little expensive to get the materials and stuff, but ready? Oh my god, hurry up. You're soiling my big reveal just so you can get a win on casual. Like, it's casual, it doesn't even matter that much. Oh, hurry up then, please. I don't think you understand how much work went into this. I mean, the tail and everything. Tail's probably the most difficult part to get on, but, you know, it's worth it. Finally. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Huh? What do you think? I'm literally her! Hold on, wait, let me get more into character. Kick nuts and eat butts! Huh? What do you think? No, I think that was the correct voice line, thank you very fucking much. But yeah, no, it took a little while to get done, but I like it. It's a lot of work, and there are some rough places, but I'm really proud of this. This is probably one of my best cosplays. You know, while I was doing this, I saw an Invisible Woman cosplay. You know that new skin she got? Not the wedding one, the sexy, amazing goth one. I think it's called Malice. Yeah, really good cosplay on that, and it, like, made me even more determined to make sure that this was good. But I don't think it's on the same level as hers, because holy shit, it was really good. Oh yeah, I'm still not really in character, huh? Shit, how do I don't know how to do a voice very well, you know? Okay, you can't laugh at me, okay? I'm gonna try my best to impersonate her, okay? I got a little slingshot here too, hold on, let me show you this. Huh? Dude, you can pull it back and everything. It's like super fucking cool. Like, ow. I didn't really have like any strings, so I used like elastics. But it could probably shoot out nuts and shit, you know? Probably not explosive ones, but ow. You know? Here, let me put something inside of it. Do you have anything for me? Ah, this. This will work. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, heck yeah! Zing! How does she do? Oh! Oh, fuck me. Shit, sorry. Fuck. Well, it works. It's destructive. Not as explosive, but still very fucking destructive. Fuck. Did that cost a lot? It should be fine, I think. Hey, it's a small price to pay to, you know, like, to make sure shit works, right? Fuck, I'm so sorry. I got a bit ahead of myself. Sorry. You sure? I hope you didn't care too much about that. I'll buy it back for you if it's actually broken. I really didn't mean to knock it over. All right. Sorry about that, darling. But as I was saying, I wanted to go to Comic-Con like this, actually. It's coming up quite soon, so it's not even the only convention coming up. I kind of want to go to some more with this cosplay. I'm, like, really proud of this one. And I think it'd be really cool if this time around you cosplayed with me. Well, I'm very, very glad that you asked, because I've actually been working on a Spider-Man cosplay and seeing how they have their little team-up thing in the game. I think it would be really, really cool if we could go as Squirrel Girl and Spider-Man together. What do you think? Come on, babe. It'll be really, really cool. And, like, you'll be masked as well, so you, like, won't have to feel embarrassed at all if, you know, you get embarrassed cosplaying in public. People can't see you. And, you know, I think the suit is gonna be perfect for you. You know, I have your size and measurements and everything. I think you'll look great in it, honestly. Please? Pretty, pretty please? Pretty, pretty please with some walnuts on top. And you told me to get into character. Here, if I can do a really good Squirrel Girl impression, would you consider it? Okay, deal. Perfect. Okay, All right. 3, 2, 1. Squirrel Stampede. Okay, I'll do another one then. Hey, my friends are here. Yeah, I'm not tickling you. Okay, ready? I believe I still have quite the crush on Wolverine, actually. Okay. I'll take it seriously this time. Time to get rid of the Britishness. You ready? Okay. Eat nuts and kick butts. I still need to work on it, but I think it's kind of getting there. I think my favorite one from her is, "Hey, check out this big acorn." Dude, she's just so silly. She's just a girl. I love her. I love her so much. And I think she solos everyone in that game, to be honest, especially Moonlight, because I don't like Moonlight. But yeah. Are you convinced now? Okay, I'll take that. Oh, the tail isn't actually, like, made out of fur or anything. It's just fluff and cotton and stuff, and it's painted and shit. But it was an absolute pain to figure out ways to actually get it on, in quotation marks. So basically what I was originally trying to do was, like, just stick it onto my butt and then, like, kind of get it, like, clipped to my back so it always stuck up. But then, like, it would have been a bit difficult to sit down with it, you know? And so what I decided to do after a lot of trial and error was to take a different kind of approach. Sometimes, you know, we need to figure out alternative ways that are a bit more comfortable, and, you know, not all wasn't really working that well for me, so I just, you know, just decided to just stick it in there, you know what I mean? I just decided to just sing in there, you know? I created a nut-shaped butt plug and I decided to stick it in my ass so it could stick in there better. Happy? Look, for the cosplay, it's worth it. And this little, like, loop thing, so I cut a hole in the pants just so it could go through. better, you know, and it's kind of like pointed upwards more. So it's just like anytime I need to sit down, it doesn't really like hurt or get in the way or anything. And it's just, it's innovative and it's smart, okay? And it shouldn't be frowned down upon because you want to see? Okay, sure. Yeah, let me turn around. I have to pull the tail out of the way a little, but you can see the hole, like, right there. But it's, like, a really small one. So the butt plug can't, like, be pulled through it, but the tail can be, if as long as you, like, just unfluff it up. You know what I mean? And it can be a little stretchy with the material that I used. But, yeah, hey! No pulling. Thank you very much. Bad. Jeez, you love getting fucking handsy, don't you? Yeah, of course it's really in there. I needed to make sure that it was, you know, the right size so it can just stay put and doesn't really bother me that much anyways, you know? It wasn't that hard to get in. Jeez, you are really curious about this part and, like, not the other aspects of my outfit. Why is that? I am in character. I was in character. You're distracting me. Why do you want me to be in character so badly? We have to do stuff like that out of this cosplay. There is no way I'm letting you fuck this up. Okay, hi. Okay, I can stay in character. I'm gonna set tippy toe on you if you don't let go of my waist. Okay. That wasn't an invitation for you to bring me closer, but okay. Okay. Oh. Do you have a thing for Squirrel Girl or something? Wait, can I at least get this outfit up? I seriously mean it. I'm gonna set tippy toe on you. Fuck. Okay. Fine. If you really want me in character that badly, then fine. I'm running very low on ammunition, you know? And I have seemed to misplace my nuts. And tippy toe is nowhere to be found. I hope you don't mind if I just help myself, right? It seems like you have a lot of nuts down here. Oh, I know I might have to work for them, but that should be fine payment, right? Let me just get down to the source down here. Hey, fair warning, asshole. If you finish on my outfit, you're fucked. Okay? Good. Glad we're on the same page. Alright. Time to get some nuts. I need to work on that. Right. Here we go. You're really gonna make me work for those nuts, aren't ya? Fucking hell, I hate you. Ugh.
I appreciate the help. I sure hope that Tippy Toe doesn't come in here or some shit like that. Do you even want me to talk at this point? Anytime you take it out, see? I'm trying to talk, but ow! Hey, wash the fucking glasses, asshole! Fine. Fuck you, I'm still in character. Screw you, I'm still in character. Still trying to get nuts to reload my weapons, and I like big acorns and stuff, and So, how long is it gonna take to get this nut? My jaw's starting to hurt. I am in character. How long is this nut gonna take? Fuck! Give my jaw a break, please! Let me use my hand for now. Finally! A squirrel can only handle so many nuts in their cheeks before they get tired and stuff. And, how close are you? Well, you're not allowed to get on my fucking outfit. No, not my mouth either! Oh, fuck. Fine. Are you close now? Oh, fuck's sake, swear to God, if any spills out. None came out, especially after how much you just let out. Jeez, you just filled my stomach up. That isn't the only thing you should be filling up. Fuck, come here. I don't think this is enough for the upcoming battle. I think I'm gonna need some more of your nuts. And a different storage unit of mine. You shitty fuck. I told you not to fuck up my costume. Yeah, yeah, you didn't get anything on me, but with how rough you was being towards the end, you made me squirt a little. I hope it doesn't seep through to my fucking pants. At this point, I just don't care right now. These need to come off anyways. Okay. Come on. Help me get these off. And I swear to God, if I really did leak through these, you're helping me clean them up. With your mouth. As punishment. No hurry. Hello, my darlings. I hope you all enjoyed my little Squirrel Girl impression. It was... it's really hard to do her voice. I can't do her voice, unfortunately. But I hope you guys enjoyed this silly little roleplay. Thank you all so much for still listening to my audios. I really appreciate it. Thank you all so, so much. You guys are all amazing, seriously. And I don't know what I've done to deserve you guys. Keep going. It's been hard lately. It's been a bit tricky lately. In the old mental department, but you know, whether there are dark days, there are also good days as well, you know, also the light days, you know, things are gonna be fine, things are gonna look up soon, you know, so just keep on going, keep on pushing through, you know, if you need to hear this, remember that you are loved, you are strong, you are amazing, okay, you are unique, you are vibrant, you are you, and that just makes you fucking amazing. Okay, just because you're not the same as other people or a different weight, different skin tone, whatever, whatever makes you you, then that's amazing. You know what I mean? Stop comparing yourself to other people because they aren't you. You're you. So own that shit. Own that shit with 110 fucking percent. Okay? You're amazing. And never, ever, ever forget that. I love you. Take it easy. Okay? Until next time, my darlings. Have a good night, everyone.